Have you been experiencing changes in your sleeping patterns? You told us about this earlier.
This was last week only.
This was last week for you.
Yes.
So a lot of people have been experiencing changes in their sleeping patterns during the lockdown. And there's a consortium of researchers from the University of Cape Town and Wits and Rhodes Universities that are investigating the effects of the lockdown on daily routine as it relates to the lifestyle behavioral factors, which includes the sleeping, physical activity, and the association of those with anxiety and depression. So we're going to speak to Dr. Della Ray, who heads the Chronobiology and Sleep Laboratory in the Division of Exercise, Science and Sports Medicine at the University of Cape Town. We're trying to give her a call so she can speak to us. In fact, we've got her on the line now. Dr. Della Ray, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it this afternoon. Speak to us about what is responsible for people experiencing this poor quality of sleep during this lockdown.
So I think there are probably two things that are going on. I think that on one hand, there's quite a lot of anxiety amongst people in this very uncertain time regarding COVID. And if there's one thing that we know, in the absence of any known disorders or use of specific medication, one of the easiest way to ruin sleep is to throw anxiety into the mix. And probably people are underestimating how much the uncertainty and the worry around the virus and what it means from a work, financial, social perspective is doing.
Mm. And that's not the only area of our lives that sees this level of disruption. What are the other factors that disrupt this natural processes in our bodies?
So your body really loves rhythm and routine, and this is largely due to your body clock. So your body has a circadian system, and it likes things to be nice and regular, and that promotes good health and a good, healthy sleep-wake pattern. So things that your body likes to be in routine, obviously going to bed at the same time each day, waking up at the same time, and having a similar sleep duration. It also likes you to eat at the same time of day each day, preferably to work and to do physical activity and to play at the same time each day.
Mm.
So by doing that and having a strong, robust routine, we really do ourselves a huge favor in making sure that we have a good, strong circadian rhythm.
Mm. A lot of people are under lockdown now, Doctor, and they are spending a lot of time indoors. Does that have any impact as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So probably the biggest thing is the lack of exposure to natural light. So our sleep-wake patterns and our circadian system is very, very in tune with outdoor natural sunlight. And it's important to make sure that we have a good, that sleep comes easily and that we have good quality sleep. And it's also important for our mood. It's linked with depression, etc. So by being indoors too much and not having good light exposure now, we are certainly contributing to this disruption or disarray in terms of our regular routines that we usually undergo. And that makes it difficult for our body to have good quality sleep, for example.
Mm. And then there's also the economic impact of sleep deprivation. I know there are studies that have been done that estimate productivity losses as a result of sleep deprivation. I wonder how we read this in the context of people working from home now.
Yeah, that's a really tricky question and difficult to answer now without any data.
Mm.
But we're assuming that in these lockdown times, for many people, their productivity at home, if they're lucky enough to be able to work at home, might not be quite the same as it is when they're at work due to a number of reasons, least of which are all the distractions of being in the home environment.
Mm.
And anybody with young kids and who's trying to sort out their schooling at the moment will attest to this.
Mm.
But we'll certainly can expect that there's a reduction in productivity, and whether or not that's related to sleep deprivation is yet to be seen.
Mm. What's going to happen when the lockdown is done, when we need to abandon, you know, those sleeping patterns and get on to the new normal, whatever it will be looking like?
Now, this is going to be tricky. I think that for people that have a nice, solid sleep-wake routine now during lockdown, and who have managed to pay back a lot of the sleep debt that they accumulated before lockdown due to that crazy frenetic lifestyle that we were living prior to lockdown. Mm. I think it's a big lesson to think, well, what can I do post-lockdown to try to not go back to that crazy frenetic lifestyle and not rack up that sleep debt? I think it's really important to now start to be in a sleep-wake routine that is similar to what is going to be required of you when you do go back to the real world, and you do need to sit in traffic to get to work and budget for that kind of sort of thing during the daytime.
It's going to be a tricky one, eh?
Yeah,
it's going to be very difficult. Yeah, Doctor, thank you so much for your time this afternoon. Dr. Dale Ray heads the Sleep Laboratory, and she's also the Director of Sleep Science at the University of Cape Town.